Louise McSharry on 2FM.
They say it takes a village to raise a child, and this year many people have been without that village. There is no doubt that it's incredibly difficult, but I think women who've had babies over the last year are in a particularly unique situation. You have an idea of what your maternity leave is going to look like, and I don't think it's what's happened over the last year. Laura Cunningham, editor and author, joins me now. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Louise. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, Laura, you had a baby last year.
I did, yeah. I actually can't believe it's last year already. It's absolutely flying in. He's 7 months old now.
And how has it been?
You know, it's been brilliant. And I suppose like everything else, it's been a completely different experience than it would have been if it happened at literally any other time. Mm-hmm. But not all in a negative way, of course. You know, it's been really kind of peaceful. And I'm trying to look at it as a kind of positive, cozy experience where there's no pressure on me to do anything. And
yeah.
You know, for the most part, it's been fine, and I'm kind of quite an independent spirit, so it's, you know, it's been all good. But yeah, there has been definitely different kind of elements of it that have crept in,
yeah.
In terms of, you know, the constant lockdowns and that have made it a little bit more difficult. Like you say, it does take a village, but you know, none of us are able to have a village right now.
Yeah. So, and I know that you like really want, you know, having a baby was a choice for you. Like, I know it's a choice for everyone, but like it was, you know, you really wanted to have a baby and you were so delighted that it happened. And, you know, you and your baby's father, you guys don't live together. So you are really kind of on your own, for want of a better term.
Well, thankfully, I've kind of spent a lot of the various lockdowns with my brother. I upshipped to Cavan for big chunks of time, and they have a new baby as well. So I kind of created my own little village, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know, you're allowed to have your bubble, but I took that to... I just kind of moved in with them. I was like, hey, I'm here. But, so that's been great. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people, I think, they create this whole new set of friends when they have kids, you know, in their area. They get these mom friends all of a sudden, or they have little groups that they go to, or, you know, even their own friends that they've had all along, you know, they might have young babies as well. And they get this kind of unique period of time where you get to hang out and do whatever you want every single day with your baby. And don't get me wrong, that's been amazing. As someone who's worked every single day since she was 15, some days I still get up and I'm like, I don't have to go to work, like what? It's just bizarre to me. And I actually didn't know if I liked that. I thought I was going to be a bit frustrated with not being, you know, still working. But honestly, it's absolutely lovely. It's such a blessing. It's so I feel really lucky to have this time with him.
Mm.
And like I say, I'm taking loads of positives from it, but it absolutely can be quite isolating. And I think now that I've been off work for so long and I'm starting to have to think about going back to work in a couple of months, I'm grabbing onto it so much that now I'm starting to feel a bit frustrated by the fact that I didn't get to do all the things that other people maybe got to do, you know.
Mm.
And I think also, you know, I'm fine, I'm good, I'm all good, I can cope, but now I feel like he's missing out, and that's what's kind of, you know, sticking in my side a little bit now. Like, he hasn't got to do all the things that I would have loved to do with him.
Mm.
So it's getting a bit frustrating now. But of course you can't say that, because we're very lucky and everything's fine and it could be worse.
But I mean, that's the frustrating thing, isn't it? Because I follow you on Instagram and I have seen your posts about your baby, your gorgeous baby, throughout, you know, before he was born, when you were pregnant, and then also since he's been born. And you are super positive on Instagram. And then you did post recently saying, you know, you have this little bit of frustration, but there is a kind of an attitude out there, isn't there, that you're not allowed to complain or to be in any way negative about your experience as a mother, because, you know, you get immediately shouted down, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. And I did get a couple of kind of snarky messages when I said, finally, you know, after all my positivity, I said, you know what, this is a bit crap. Mm. And I'd love to be able to do all these things. And, you know, I even said when I was speaking about it, so much of it is a good thing, you know, so much of it is lovely, and it's me and Ziggy at home and we're learning how to kind of be with each other, and it's so lovely. But the second you, you know, utter the word but on Instagram, it's like, well, you know, my cousin's friend had this and it's much worse. And you know that, you know, I follow you on Instagram.
Yeah. That's something obviously that I've encountered as well. And I find it very frustrating because mm-hmm. I think what happens is there's a culture around, and you can tell me if you agree or don't agree. There's a culture around motherhood that once you become a mother, you're kind of public property. And, you know, your experience is compared to everybody else's. And there is always in life a person who is worse off than you in every mm-hmm. situation. And there's no doubt about that. But that doesn't invalidate any feelings that you have about your situation. Like, can you imagine if you're, let's say, someone you love died, right? Mm-hmm. Someone else, probably two people they love died. Like, does that mean that the person who has the one person that they love isn't allowed to be sad about that person? Like, it's just such a silly thing to do. And yet that's what happens, I think, particularly with motherhood. And people feel like they have a right to comment on you and to tell you what you're doing right and wrong. And it's very frustrating.
It can be, yeah. I mean, it's not a competition, like you say. You know, I mean, I had a couple of people message me with some really serious things that happened to them, to kind of say, well, it could be worse. This mm. could have happened to you. And I mean, they're absolutely correct. And it kind of completely disarms you then. You're obviously not going to argue with somebody who's clearly in pain. Mm. But, you know, it's okay for me to say, actually, I'm a single parent doing this during this time. And actually, I lost my mum a few years ago. So that's an added element of something I don't have. So it's further isolating and stuff. But I choose not to kind of focus on those things. So because I'm so positive, the second I say something is a little difficult, it's like, oh, but you're so lucky and privileged, you don't know you're born, you know. Mm. And I also think it kind of silences women. It makes us not able to say, God, this is hard sometimes, you know.
I totally
because
agree.
It's not as hard for me as it is for Mary down the road, and I get that. But some days you are Mary and it is pretty hard, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're absolutely right. I think that the problem with this, and specifically with motherhood, I think, is that if women don't feel like they're able to say they're having a hard time, then mm-hmm. this myth of motherhood prevails, which is that you have your baby and what happens is you go in one person, but you come out a completely different person. All of a sudden, you don't care about that previous life. You exist solely for your child. You are happy every minute of every day. You are enjoying every second, every vomit, every poo. You're just so delighted to have it. Like, it's just not realistic, but that's the kind of myth that prevails. And then women don't feel like they can talk about the fact that actually some of it isn't nice. You don't enjoy every second of it. Then we all end up feeling alone.
Exactly. And you know what? It's okay to say, I wish I was in the pub. I wish I was in a music festival. I would like silence for half an hour. It's okay. It's totally fine. But like as soon as you do, then it's like, oh, do you know how many women would love to be in your position? And, you know, but look, I wanted a baby for a long time and I didn't think it was going to happen for me. So again, I am that woman, you know, we're all not one-dimensional beings where it's like, she likes being a mom. She doesn't like being a mom. She's this, she's that. You know, we're different things from different days. Hey, our babies are different things from different days. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the thing. So, that is the most.
Yeah, no, I agree. We all have our own struggles, and you don't even know half the time what's going on with people. So you mentioned there that you're starting to be kind of a little bit frustrated on behalf of Ziggy because he isn't getting to be kind of out and about and with different people. And I've seen lots of people saying this online, that there are so many babies who've been born in this pandemic who only really know their mother or their mother and father or whatever, you know, little bubble that they're in. And are you worried at all about that?
I mean, he definitely thinks about five people exist. It's going to be bizarre. I mean, don't get me wrong, at pockets of time during last summer when things opened up a little, he would have met, you know, friends in parks and that. Mm. So, you know, but he's so tiny now that it's hopefully it won't matter. There are things like, you know, say my best friend has a 2-year-old kid and he, you know, I want them to be best friends. And I'm like, it frustrates me that they've only met each other three times. But I think a lot of that is me projecting my own stuff on him. As all my friends keep reminding me, all he needs is me, a cozy house, loads of hugs, bit of Sesame Street. He's fine, you know. But I would love to take him swimming again or to go to, you know, any of these kind of sensory classes and all those terribly, terribly middle class problems that I have. But, you know, I mean, hopefully it's not going to be for too much longer. We keep saying that, don't we?
Yeah, I know. But I do think it is, hopefully, for not too much longer. And I just, you know, I think it's important to acknowledge this, because there'll be so many people who'll be listening going, yeah, actually, that would be really hard, because I did really enjoy my breastfeeding group or my, you know, clap handies class or whatever your particular thing that you like to do with your son. Now, I, unfortunately, was so depressed, I just hid away in my home for the bulk of my first maternity leave and could barely bring myself to leave the house. So if you're in I think that could only be compounded by this situation. So there's no doubt that it's been difficult. And I know that even, you know, the actual births were difficult for lots of people. It was difficult for people to be alone in the hospital. You know, there's been so many challenges, and I think it's important to acknowledge that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I kind of am reluctant to give out about that too much, because I loved being on my own in the hospital, because I'm a freak. I was in there for 5 days, and I just thankfully have really good health insurance, so I had my own room, and it was just like the perfect, the word bubble is exactly what it is. It's overused, but that's exactly what it was. But obviously that meant for like 5 days nobody got to see him, including his dad, you know, which is really tough. But, you know, I think it's opening up a little bit now, where people can have daily visitors and that kind of thing. But, and again, for me, you know, I was in a slightly different situation. But if I had a husband who I missed every single day in there, and, you know, we were a team doing it and I missed him every day, that would have been different again, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm reluctant to kind of complain about that too much, but I completely understand how that's so difficult for a lot of women. And everything went fine for me.
Yeah,
that's the main point, you know. If there's a problem, then being on your own is just not okay at all. So my heart really goes out to people.
Yeah. Before I let you go, Laura, you mentioned there that you lost your mom a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I can imagine when you have a baby, you really feel that.
Oh my God, so much, Louise. Yeah, it's harder than I even imagined it would be, you know, just because I know how deliriously happy she would be. My brother has a new baby now too, so she'd have two new grandchildren. And like a lot of people my age, you know, our mothers were certain types of mothers with us. And then as soon as they became grandparents, game changer, photographs of the kids everywhere, spoiling them rotten. And you're like, hang on a minute. Where was this in the 80s? You know, so she just really was just so happy with my, you know, my other two nephews and being grandmom, and like she just absolutely adored that. So I know she just would have loved us, and yeah, I do. I feel that a lot, I have to say.
Yeah, I think a lot of people can probably relate to that, Laura.
Yeah.
Well, look, thank you so much for coming on and being so honest and straightforward about all of this, and keep doing it, because it's important. And I know sometimes there are people who don't like to hear it, but I really think it's important for other mothers and other women to hear, you know, that not every day is great, and if you're having a bad day, that's okay.
So yeah, you're totally right.
Laura Cunningham, editor and author, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thanks, Louise.
Thanks, Laura. Louise McSherry on 2FM.